The Brady Report.
It's a Tuesday morning, can you believe it? Ender Brady, good morning.
Yeah, morning boys, morning everyone.
Now, rape victims might have to hand over their mobile phones. Explain that.
Yeah, you can imagine the response to this story today. It's a police idea, and basically we've had a very few kind of situations in the past 12 months that have hit the headlines, but this fallout has been spectacular. Rape trials collapsing because of evidence that was not disclosed to the defence. And a lot of it now is focusing on mobile phones. And, you know, people live on their mobile phones nowadays. Pictures, texts, emails, conversations. And a lot of people who get raped or sexually assaulted will know the perpetrator. So the police are basically wanting to put forward a consent form where if you've been attacked, you would agree to hand over your phone, your tablet, your digital device, and the police can go through it. So there isn't something that's going to jump out in the middle of a trial and undermine the prosecution. And the police are saying, basically, if you want justice, this is the way forward. Anti-rape campaigners are aghast at this, and they say it's basically a violation, another violation of people's rights. It'll be fascinating to see if the police go ahead with this.
Yeah, and a charity shop has been inundated with designer clothing.
To the tune of $100,000 Australian. Amazing story today. A mental health charity shop, Mind is the charity. They're based in Tunbridge Wells, and someone walked in off the street and handed over lots of bags full of Gucci, Prada, you name it, lots of really, really cool designer stuff worth in the region of $100,000 Australian, all going to be flogged off for a good cause at a much cheaper knockdown price, basically. Wow, someone wanted to clear out of their wardrobes. I'm guessing they're very well to do, and good on them, because that's pretty amazing.
Well done. They do the same when you dropped all your stuff down at the Sammy's as well. mate, looking forward to seeing you down under. Thanks to Gloucester Park. We'll tell people more about that as the morning unfolds. You have a good day.
And you, boys. Lots of love.